Please turn again to Daniel chapter 3. Now I want to try and let you out a little bit earlier today because of the mission this afternoon. And I hope that will encourage you to come back to the mission. If I thought it didn't, I would just preach for an hour and a half. But I'm going to trust you that if I let you out a wee bit earlier, then maybe you'll come back. Daniel chapter 3. I want to preach for a few minutes at the end of our service on the subject, Daniel's unique friends. And I want to base my remarks on Daniel 3, verses 16 to 18. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Let's bow in a wee word of prayer. Father in heaven, we thank thee and we praise thee for thy precious truth. We thank thee, Lord, that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. And O God, as we consider these words that we have before us this afternoon, we pray, Lord, that you would come and speak to all of our hearts. We pray especially that the message today will be an encouragement to the saints of God. O God, encourage your people. We thank thee, Lord, and we praise thee for our Savior, the one who has promised never to leave us nor forsake us, even in the midst of the fiery trial. And O God, we pray today that through thy word, although this is a familiar passage, a familiar story, O God, that it might come with freshness to all of our hearts. Lord, bless us now. We pray, O God, that you'll fill us afresh with your gracious Holy Spirit. For it's in Jesus' precious name we ask it. Amen. No study on the life of Daniel would be complete without considering Daniel's three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These three young men were brought down to Babylon as captives with Daniel after King Nebuchadnezzar conquered Jerusalem. Although Daniel chapter 3 is not the first time we read about these three young men in the book of Daniel, it is the first time we read about them where Daniel himself is not mentioned. In Daniel chapter 1 and 2, it is Daniel who is the focus of our attention. But in Daniel chapter 3, the focus of our attention is Daniel's three companions, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Here in Daniel chapter 3, these three young men take a great stand for God. In this chapter, King Nebuchadnezzar makes a golden image, and he commands everyone in his kingdom to fall down and worship this golden image. Of course, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refuse to bow down and worship this idol that the king of Babylon had erected. The result of these three Hebrew children not bowing down and worshipping this golden image of the king of Babylon was that they were cast into a burning, fiery furnace. This, of course, is a familiar story to most of us, if not all of us. But it's a wonderful story. This is a unique chapter, not only in the book of Daniel, but in the Bible itself. In this chapter, we learn of three men who were literally willing to die for their faith. So strong was their convictions in God's word that they were willing to be burnt alive in order to stay true to the God of heaven. Now, it goes without saying that it's a true story. Many today do not believe that many of the stories in the Bible are true. But of course, you and I know that all the stories in God's word are true. And here we have something that really happened many, many thousands of years ago. You know, child of God, how strong is our faith. The truth is, I believe we'll never really know until our faith is tested. And what we have here when we consider Daniel's three friends is this. Their faith is being tested. And of course, they passed the test with flying colours, as we're going to find out even in this short study this afternoon. Now, as we come to consider Daniel's unique friends and consider this incident here that we have recorded in this chapter, I want you very simply to notice a number of things. The message in the main is for God's people. And I pray that it might be a message that will challenge our hearts, but I also pray that it would be a message that would encourage us. It's a message to encourage you. Because in this portion of Scripture, we have much to encourage us about the God of heaven and about our Saviour and about our Redeemer. Now, I want you to notice, first of all, a fiery trial. A fiery trial. Look with me at verse 20. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast, and underline this phrase, and they were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And then look at verse 23. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had done nothing worthy of punishment, and they had done nothing worthy of death, simply because they refused to worship idols and bow down before images, simply because of their love and loyalty towards the God of heaven. They were taken and cast into a fiery furnace. What a trial this was for these three Hebrew children. However, when you study the passage, you can see very clearly the determination of these young men to remain faithful to God in the midst of this fiery trial, which we read about here in Daniel chapter 3. Look again with me at what the three Hebrew children said in verses 16 to 18. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. Now it's verse 18 that I want you to underline. But if not, in other words, if God does not see fit to deliver us from this burning fiery furnace, in other words, if we are to die this day, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. What determination these young men had, and what faith they had in the God of heaven. And even when King Nebuchadnezzar had the furnace heated 7 times more than it was normally heated, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were resolved in their hearts to go through with God come what may. Their only crime at this time was that they wanted to worship the God of heaven and none others. Child of God, our faith will be tested. The faith of these young men was tested. And as you can see there in verse 18, their faith passed the test. They were willing to die for what they believed. They were willing to die for their faith in the God of heaven. And our faith will be tested. The fiery trials will come our way. Of that there is no doubt. 1 Peter 1 verse 7 says that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire. Well, you should underline that verse in the Bible. There, Peter, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, is speaking to God's people, the saints of God, and he is emphasizing to them that their faith will be tested, and it would be tried with fire. In 1 Peter 4 verse 12, we read these words, Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you,
as though some strange thing happened unto you. Again here, Peter continues this subject of the saints of God being tried and their faith being tested. It's interesting to note that the word trial in 1 Peter 4 verse 12, it literally means burning or trial by fire. Now, obviously, it does not always mean literal fire, but it always means a severe trial. And severe trials will come the way of the Christian. And although we don't want them, and although we try to avoid them, they will eventually come our way. And they will come, child of God, to test our faith. Fiery trials, burning trials, severe trials are unavoidable because of our faith in the God of the Bible. In James 1, verses 2 and 3, we read these words. My brethren, again, James is speaking to the saints of God, speaking to the child of God. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations. That word temptation there, it literally means trials. So we could read the verse like this. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse trials. And notice there, James emphasizes that trials will be a part of our Christian life. Because James goes on to say, knowing this, that the trying of your faith, underline those words, the trying of your faith, James here teaches clearly that trials will be a part of the Christian experience. The child of God, always remember this, trials come not only to test our faith, but also to strengthen our faith. But our faith will be tested. Of that there is no doubt. Maybe there's someone here today and your faith is being tested. You're going through a fiery trial. You're going through an unusual time in your Christian experience when your faith is being tested right to the very limit. Well, the Bible tells us clearly that that will be the case. And James emphasizes that we should be watching and waiting for these times of fiery trial. But as I have emphasized there, not only does trials come to test our faith, but trials come to strengthen our faith. And of course, when you read 1 Peter chapter 1 and the verse 7, you read that clearly in the text. It says that the trying of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honour and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. And there, Peter emphasizes that our faith will be strengthened. Indeed, in 1 Peter 4 verse 13, it goes on to say, let me read the whole verse again to you. Verse 12, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials which shall try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice in so much as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. And of course that reference over in James, where we emphasize the truth that Christians will have fiery trials. It goes on to say this, James in his epistle goes on to say this, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Oh, thank God, in the midst of the trial, our faith will be strengthened. Of that there is no doubt. But you know, when you consider Daniel chapter 3, and I want you to take a look again at Daniel chapter 3, I want you to notice something else here. Because not only is our attention drawn to a fiery trial that was to test the faith of these saints of God, and a fiery trial that would eventually strengthen the faith of these saints of God, but in this portion of Scripture, we notice here, secondly, a fourth man seen. Now, I want you to underline that. I want you to think about that for a moment. Not only do we have here a fiery trial, But we have here a fourth man seen in the midst of this fiery trial. Look with me at verse 24 and 25. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astounded and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego he was referring to. They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loosed, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. Nebuchadnezzar's testimony here was clear. Although three men had been cast into the fiery furnace, there were now four men that could be seen. Because Nebuchadnezzar says in verse 25, lo, I see four men loosed. But who was this fourth man who had mysteriously appeared in this fiery furnace? As far as King Nebuchadnezzar was concerned, the form of the fourth man was like the Son of God. Look at the end of verse 25. And the form, here's Nebuchadnezzar speaking, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. However, as far as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were concerned, the fourth man was the Son of God, the second person in the Holy Trinity. This truth is revealed, I believe, to us in verse 17 by the three Hebrew children before they were cast into the fiery furnace. They said, if it was God's will, that God would deliver them. Look again what they said before they were cast into the fiery furnace in verse 17. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. As far as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were concerned, this fourth man was the Lord. This fourth man was God delivering them. You see, what we have here in verse 24 and 25 of Daniel chapter 3, I believe is an Old Testament appearance of the Son of God, the second person in the Holy Trinity, known in theological terms as a theophany or a Christophany. It denotes a pre-incarnation appearance of Christ. Therefore, the fourth man in the fiery furnace with the three Hebrew children was the Christ of God, the Savior, the Redeemer, the Messiah, the Holy One of Israel. And because of the presence of Christ with them, and child of God, this is the truth that I want you to learn again today. I'm sure it's a truth that you already know, but it's good to be reminded, especially when you're going through a trial, it's good to be reminded, my, the presence of Christ with them meant that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were unhurt, unhindered, and walking about in the furnace loosed from their fetters. Look exactly what it says in verse 25. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loosed. Now, they weren't loosed when they were cast into the fiery furnace because they had been bound with fetters. And they're walking in the midst of the fire. And when they were first cast into the fiery furnace, they weren't walking about. They were lying tied up in this furnace. And they have no hurt. And they never had any hurt. Isn't that a wonderful text of Scripture? Because of this fourth man, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the God-man, because he was with them in the midst of this fiery furnace, they suffered no hurt. Child of God, the point that I want to make is very simple, isn't it? Whatever our fiery trial, this fourth man, this God man, this Son of God will always be with us. The Son of God will always be in the fiery furnace with us, giving us protection, giving us strength in the midst of the trial. What a wonderful truth we have contained here. It's a simple truth. But it's a truth that the passage of Scripture is teaching us. That's what the passage of Scripture is teaching us. That when we, as God's people, go through a trial, no matter how severe it is, no matter what kind of a trial it is, no matter what we have to face in life, the Lord Jesus Christ will always be with us, protecting us and leading us, guiding us, and giving us strength to pass through the trial. Listen to these wonderful words. In Psalm 37 and in verse 23 it says, "The steps of a good man or the steps of a saved man are ordered by the Lord." So all our steps are ordered by the Lord, child of God. So that means that even the fiery trials that we have to pass through, they also are ordered by the Lord. It's very important that we understand that. "And he delighteth in his way," verse 23, "though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young," here's what the psalmist says, "and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread." Oh, thank God. No matter what the child of God has to face in life, the Lord has promised to be that friend that will stick closer than a brother. In Psalm 94 and verse 14 it says, "For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance." In Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 to 3, we read these words. "But now thus saith the Lord that createth thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee." Not a tremendous text of Scripture speaking about the fiery trials that God's people have to go through. Oh yes, we will have to go through them. But the great truth is this, we will not have to go through them alone. And that's the truth that we learn in these passages of God's precious word. In Psalm 34 verse 19 it says, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all." And of course, before the Lord Jesus Christ ascended back up into heaven when he was upon this earth, he gave his disciples a wonderful promise. And that promise was, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age, even unto the end of the world." Thank God, in the midst of this old world, child of God, whatever trials we have to pass through, and some of them are very fiery indeed, very severe, the fourth man has promised always to be there. Don't forget that this week. Don't forget that. Maybe you're not going through a trial. Maybe everything's well and you're on the mountaintop. Very soon you're going to be in the valley. Very soon your faith is going to be tested. Very soon, young Christian, your faith is going to be tested. You don't know what's around the corner. None of us know what we have to face this week. But we know this, that whatever we have to face, the fourth man will always be there to give us help and strength. Isn't that wonderful? Something else. Turn over again to Daniel chapter 3. A fiery trial. A fourth man seen. But I want you to notice a future blessed. After Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego were taken out of the fiery furnace, the Bible says that they were promoted. They were promoted. Now there's much we could say about what happened after these three Hebrew children were taken out of the fiery furnace. But take a look with me at verse 30. And you'll see this word promoted. It says, "Then the king promoted," underline that, The king promoted Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego in the province of Babylon. This word promoted, here it literally means cause to prosper. Cause to prosper. You see, when you read the latter verses here of Daniel chapter 3, not only did they honor God and bring glory to his name because they refused to bow down to this image, and this can be seen from verses 28 to 29, but also these three young men were exalted. The Lord blessed them, and their future was blessed. Not only did their trial therefore come to an end, but their future was secure. Their future was secure, and they were promoted in the land of Babylon. Now, let us just see what Nebuchadnezzar said. It's important even to read verses 28 and 29. Let's see what Nebuchadnezzar said. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who hath sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amidst against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there's no other God that can deliver after this sort." Now, you've got to remember, this was an ungodly man saying that. Nebuchadnezzar's not saved yet. Now, he does get saved. But he's not saved yet. He's still an ungodly man. But of course, the Lord's working in his heart. Of that, there is no doubt. The Lord's working in his heart, and we're going to see more about that next week. But you can see here how the stand of these young men, and the faith of these young men, and the determination of these young men to go through with God brought glory to the Lord. Even this ungodly king is praising the God of heaven. But then they were promoted. And the Lord blessed them, blessed their future in the land of Babylon. What a great lesson we learn here, child of God. You know, our future, no matter what happens to us on this earth, is secure. Our future is a blessed future. God will prosper the future of the saints of God. Trials will not rob us of heaven. Indeed, trials will only make us long for heaven more. Our future is heaven. Our future is glory. Of course, that's the promise that the Lord Jesus Christ has given to all of his saints. "I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." Whatever happens to us in this old earth, whatever trials we have to pass through, even if the trials at times end our life, through sickness I'm thinking of, our future is blessed, for we're going home to heaven and will never burn in hell. Isn't that a wonderful thought? Someday we are going to be promoted. We're going to be promoted from this earth to glory. The mansion that God has prepared for us, someday we are going to occupy. The blessings of heaven that God has prepared for us, someday we are going to partake of. Oh, the trial that you're passing through now, child of God, someday it'll fall into insignificance. Someday you'll not even think about it anymore, because you'll be in the presence of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I wonder, for those here today and you're not saved, my friend, how is it with your soul? Of course, if you're not saved, it's not well with your soul. Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego were delivered from the fiery furnace. All of God's people are delivered from hell. Fires of hell will never touch us. But sinner, there's a fiery furnace hotter and more terrible than Nebuchadnezzar's fiery furnace. And that's the place called hell. And the Bible speaks about the fires of hell. Over there in Revelation chapter 20, we read these words. In verse 10, it says, "And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire." And in verse 14 it says, "And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." The fires of hell will make Nebuchadnezzar's burning fiery furnace fall into insignificance. My friend, all of those who die without Christ will be cast into the fires of hell. And only those who are in Christ will escape the fires of hell. Many people tell us today that there's no fire in hell. My friend, this Bible teaches us clearly that there's a fire in hell. And when you end up in the fires of hell, you will not be consumed. It will not come to an end. Because the Bible speaks about the eternal, everlasting fires of hell. That's why you need Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's God today. That's why you need to trust the Savior. That's why you need to come and put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus this afternoon. Are you saved? Are you sure you're saved, young person? Are you sure you're saved? Make sure you're saved. Don't be holding on to a profession. Don't be holding on to a wee prayer that you made 20 years ago. Make sure that you're saved. Make your calling and election sure. Not what the Bible says. How awful it would be if someone from Bethel Free Presbyterian Church who thought they were saved, died, and ended up in a lost eternity, they realized they weren't saved at all. Are you sure you're saved? If you're not, make sure today. Let's all pray. Father in heaven, we thank thee and we praise thee for the blessed hope of the child of God. We thank thee that our future is secure in Christ. How we thank thee, Lord, that we're not depending upon an ungodly, wicked king to promote us. But someday we're going to be promoted. Someday we're going to leave this earth behind us. And we're going to enter into our eternal rest, into heaven itself. Oh God, I pray that you'll bless your saints and those that are going through trials, fiery trials. Oh God, may they get a vision. May they get a clear vision of the fourth man. Oh, may the fourth man draw strangely near to them. Oh God, help us to see Jesus in the midst of our trials. And oh God, those that are not saved. Oh God, I pray, Lord, that you would even move upon their hearts and their consciences this day. Draw them to Christ. We pray, Lord, now that you'll bless us, that you'll separate us in your love, that you'll keep your hand upon us. And oh God, that you'll bless the meeting this afternoon. And this week, Lord, come again. We thank thee for hearts that have been touched and lives that have been changed. Pray, Lord, that you'll save others. And oh God, do it for your glory and your great name's sake. Separate us now in your love. In our Savior's name we ask it. Amen.